Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this window, come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just whips complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot they weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you, don't conform to authority. Cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We'll be right back.
they do.
Merciful, my friend. Oh, and all he asks of us
Don't you dare deny him, man. Welcome to Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C. We hope that you have given some thought to all that has come in the thing we traditionally call the backdrop, the aftermath, to what is overshadowing black people at this hour. For black power, we know in the way of sacrifice for our black children, our black man, our black woman, we have sacrificed nothing for black revolution for the majority of our people. We hope that you will stay tuned tonight. Of course, we are the cubs of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and we're here by the way and the grace of the leadership of the doctor and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and our beloved general minister and the national chairman Hashim at Akhenaten and Zynga. And we're on the airway tonight in an appeal. We truly believe that no organization, no institution is any better than its ability from its own initiative, from its own inertia to produce effective community outreach. And we have started with Hashim Akhenaten and Zynga with the community faith outreach for black people. And we started out in Gordon, Georgia, when a black mayor didn't have enough power in her own city council. Miss Shirley was down in Gordon, Georgia, and she called out for the Black Panthers to come to support her at her own city council meeting. The white supremacists were invading in on her office and just parading in the city council meetings and doing their little racist shenanigans everywhere. You look everywhere you go around the township of Gordon, Georgia, and we made a difference. When the Black Panther Party appeared with just a few soldiers, you could actually hear the church rat piss on the cotton ball. All of the officers were behaving. Everybody had on their best behavior. It's the same thing, brother and sister, when the Black Panther goes in any block in America and doing the job that we know how to do, then there's no woman is worried about her purse being snatched. There'll be less to no drug dealing going on right on that spot. The police will go somewhere and behave. There'll be no body bags carried off that block. And we have that reputation. We uphold that today as the vanguard and the military in the protection of black people, the pan-Africanists that will reach out for Africa, the social politics of the Black Panther. The Black Panther education is much brighter than the light from the physical sun, because when the sun is lighting nearly half of the planet Earth, oh my, my, the Black Panther education is shining on both sides of the world, in the so-called Western Hemisphere and the so-called Eastern Hemisphere. The Black Panther education is damn near everywhere you go and everywhere you look. There's an appeal for the Panther. There's work for the Panther. There's room for the Panther. We here today want to stop the execution and start the Black Revolution. This is where we're going with our movement at this hour for Black Power. We are teaching on the second insurrection and the second resurrection. The first resurrection in the hills and in the smells of North America is the resurrection of Nat Turner when he rose up for insurrection to correct the problem of African black plantation slavery, to whose feet our land, we own our own land. All of this land, especially I can teach on this land. I'm from this land. the land of Nat Turner. We own the land. This is our land. A cracker president, Abraham Lincoln, borrowed the land, the strip of land, to put on his so-called Civil War. And that was supposed to be a partial or a continuity of the work of Nat Turner to further abolish the concept of African black plantation slavery. But the problem became to this hour that they ran from Oklahoma, they ran from Texas, and went some all the way to Canada, stopping off in Pennsylvania, stopping off in Ohio, stopping off in New York. And as you backdrop it and back it up and overshadow it, and after you do the math or you do the aftermath and you do the black drop, all the way down from Delaware and these places, all the way down the seaboard to Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, black it up to Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and all the way black down to Louisiana and these spots, back into Texas, Oklahoma again. And some ran as hard as they could and ran to the next county. When they ran out of Texas, some ran to Louisiana. Some ran hard as they could. And they said, they will drop my buckets right here. But the problem, beloved brother and sister, is that far too many never got off the plantation. Are we here today sacrificing our children to white supremacy, to white law enforcement, to the shenanigans of a white bigotry or white nationalism or something, someone that's coming to take and exterminate black life? Are we giving our children over? Are we sacrificing our children and then sacrifice nothing for black revolution? They're picking our babies. They're killing our, they're executing our babies. They say they had a taser and a laser and a glazer, or maybe I had a 9mm Glock, a service weapon. Mistake the service weapon from a taser. Not the white man, as we traditionally taught, but the white woman, the she-devil, says she couldn't figure out if she had a taser, a laser, a glazer, or a 9mm Glock. She just, I'm just firing one at him and then executing our young man. And then come to the mic, I had a bad hair day. Oh, I forget, I quit. Here come the police chief. Oh, yeah, she had a bad hair day. Oh, I forget, I quit. Are we letting these crackers off the hook because they're yelling, I quit? Meaning that they know there's $1 million extra or escrow account waiting for them. They can cash in $1 million plus if they can shoot the black man just right, execute the black woman just right, and stir up just enough stink to get all the white nationalists to chime in. Here come the rogue officer chiming in. The lieutenant chimes in. Here come the captain chiming in. The goddamn police chief chimes in, Karan, and says that he quit and runs from Washington, D.C. to Woodbridge. I want to ask you tonight, is there a pattern to this I quit syndrome among the police chiefs, among the police officers? And then they chime in, you go to the medical examiner. And I've seen your son. I don't know. He's in on the cover-up on the murder of our children. And go further, the goddamn dog catcher's in on the cover-up of our black children, the execution of our black man, our black woman, and all of our black children. We have to stand in the vanguard and protect our family, protect the black family, brother and sister. Through the Huey P. Newton shuffle, and arm thyself or harm thyself. Dr. Collett, that is your God and your God. You must protect yourself. The most vicious white man shakes in his boots when he knows there's a well-trained black military man armed against them. The greatest nightmare is to see a black military that come for your freedom. You must take our freedom. Dr. King said, you will never have freedom in America until we stop, meaning we, the black man, woman, and child of this hour. We must stop the unethical practice of police brutality, and we must stop this white bigotry, the white nationalism, that will set you up, take what you have by the ultimate of take your life, brother and sister. Don't let them have a death certificate in their hand marked with your name on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, has your life and my life. He is not the one that has a death certificate. You get to live a long life, brother and sister, but you get to die once. Don't let them claim the time, the moment of your death. Don't let it, don't put it in the hands of your oppressor, of your open enemy, namely the white man, a white vicious system of racism and white supremacy, so teaches the Honorable Dr. Francis Press Welsing. ISIS papers and all of those documents, her and Neely Fuller wrote out the code of white supremacy, a compensatory code that you wouldn't lose your comprehension in figuring out the mess that Fannie Lou Hamer says you have been delivered up in the mess, and goddamn it, you were born in a goddamn mess. But it's now time to straighten it out. You've been given the tools. You've been given the artillery. Oh, my. You got to say boom, chack-a-lacka as we go to the lines. I love you so much, Black D.C. I love you, Black Charlotte and Black Atlanta and New Columbus, New Minneapolis, New Jacksonville, New Tallahassee. Come on, Black man. You got a new way to go if you just pick up your own wisdom, your own knowledge, and go against the opposition. Because it's not knowledge, it's not wisdom, unless you use it effectively against your oppressor, against your open and a vicious enemy of yours and mine. We thank you so much for allowing us to open tonight, and we're going straight up to some caller-driven radio. We're going to pick it up with Washington, D.C., of course, and we're going to rock with you tonight. We're going to rock us some Black Power Radio as we move on into a 202 with a 221. And come Black and talk Black. Black Power DC, come on and talk Black with us. What is it that we're doing? Are we sacrificing our children? Are we sacrificing something or nothing for Black Revolution? Black Power, and welcome to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Black Power, can you hear me?
Yes, you're loud and clear. You're getting a little echo, but you might want to get directly in your mic. Push all of the sound out and get right down into the mic. We have our comrade, beloved sister, and chairwoman, Washington, D.C. Our beloved Queen Janae is rocking her from Washington, D.C. Black Power. I'm sure she queued up. But she, you might have mute. Is there a way to jump Black? Let me see if I can punch the door. Black Power, we can hear you now. Talk Black to us.
Oh, we're in the same location. This is Comrade Biko. I'm going to give the phone
great
to Janae. Hold on one second.
Okay,
hold on.
All right, we're rocking.
Okay. Black Power, is that better?
That's much better. Come on and talk Black. And you both can twin up. You can deuce up. You can rock with some Black Power video from D.C. Black Power.
All right, Black Power, this is the local chairwoman, Janae, Washington, D.C., also the assistant to the Mid-Atlantic chairman, and we are responding tonight. We just turned around from a weekend training to respond to an emergency call that's going on in, what is that, Elizabeth City, North Carolina. So we're going to respond to that. Once we get debriefed and everything, we're not going to release too much information, but we are on the ground, boots on the ground, to call out for all comrades in the Mid-Atlantic region to come to Elizabeth City. Further information will be given out as needed, but just know that you are needed if you are a member of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You can contact myself, Sister Janae, on Janae Cook or Janae Earl on Facebook, or you can call myself, Minister of Defense Stephen Biko. So we need to pull together. There was an incident with a young man that was killed by the police once again, and these incidents are popping up all throughout North Carolina and Virginia. So we've been from Danville to Elizabeth City, everywhere we can think of going, responding to these calls. Spotsylvania, we also have somebody on the young man that was killed in Spotsylvania by the cops. So we got intel going on. We have different multiple incidents. Yeah, the guy is still alive. He was shot 10 times by a police officer in Spotsylvania, and my Minister of Justice is working on that because that's her area. So we got her on that mission, and we decided to just turn around, come from D.C., come back to North Carolina, and do the investigation with the distress call for North Carolina. So we are in the hands of this race war, and a lot of us just don't know it. We are out here actively responding to investigations, and you can train all day, but until you get out there in the field with the people, there ain't enough training you can have to respond to the type of calls and the incidents that we deliberately put ourselves into. Like you say, we don't run from the fight. We go to the fight. We on the front ground. We are first responders in the fight. So while we get a lot of slack for the training and preparation and things like that, of course we train. Of course we prepare. But right now we don't have time to sit around and try to figure out how we going to do what we going to do. We got to get out there and learn on the job. We got to do it and follow chain of command and follow protocols and just respect our chain of command and our authority. People are in these positions because they're qualified for them. And if they ain't qualified for them, then they need to go. They don't need to be a chairman. They don't need to be an organizer or MOD or anything pertaining to the all-black military. But if you are an organizer and you have strategic training, tactical training, if you are educated in skills of martial art and just learn how to outshine the master. Never outshine the master, but you got to be smarter than everybody around you and two steps ahead of everything going on. So we've been down here in North Carolina and Virginia, like how long, ever since the weekend, doing recon and scoping out places and different things and responding to family emergencies. And no one thing about the Mid-Atlantic region, we not ambulance chasers. Okay, let's get that clear. The New Black Panther Party is not for sale. We are responding. We spend our own money. We are paramilitary. We are funded by ourselves. So we host a donation. It's for traveling expenses. It's for the programs that we've implemented with our cadres back home and things like that. So give to the New Black Panther Party. When you see us out there in the BDUs and things like that, we are doing the work. We are putting in the work. We're putting boots on the ground. Just one incident that I want to share that I'm so proud of for the Danville chapter. Over the weekend, we were able to go to Danville, Virginia, and do training. Of course, everything's training, but we were also canvassing the neighborhood, and there was an elderly lady raking leaves, and she must have had a million leaves and it wasn't even her house. She was responsible for the leaves. Somebody cleaned her yard up and then threw all the leaves off of her yard into an abandoned house, but they were going to find her if she didn't get this woman, all of 80 years old. They were going to find this lady if she didn't have these leaves up in 3 days. So our soldiers, our members of the New Black Panther Party for self-defense, with boots on the ground, doing a training maneuver, immediately stopped and took over, and in 30 minutes they was able to wake this lady leaves up and keep her from being fined by the city of Danville. And you know she was an elderly black lady. Instead of them hiring somebody to help her clean her yard up, they were going to fine her. And they just gave her trash bags. It was like, you figure it out, you know, or whatever. But that's our job. The Panther is a Panther 365. You don't stop being a Panther. It's always some work that needs to be done. If it ain't no more than knocking on your neighbor's door and checking on them to see if they need something, that's being a Panther. That's being an activist. You know what I'm saying? But we don't just do community service work. We do the paramilitary work as well. So we are responding to a distress call from another comrade and another cadre. We are on the ground. Okay, so people can't sit back and say the Panthers don't do nothing. Because the miles on these cars and trucks and things that we got say a whole lot different. So that's black power on that. As far as sticking to the topic goes, unless you out here chasing these stories and investigating and doing these things like this, you wouldn't think that we were under attack. You wouldn't know, have an idea or a clue. But every day we seeing something different. Every day the drama and the killings are increasing, and it's getting more critical. It is getting to the point where they're sounding the alarm now. And that's like one of the biggest things in the party. Once you sound that alarm, all Panthers within 6 hours are coming. We came all the way back from Washington, D.C. to Elizabeth City, North Carolina. You did. So I don't want to hear nobody making no excuses about why they can't do this and they can't do that. I'm coming straight out of kidney failure. Came straight from the doctor's orders. He advised me to take it easy, and I went harder. So nobody else has an excuse why they can't have boots on the ground, especially if you know this is your city or this is your area or your region. You need to be responding to these calls, at least get in touch with us or get in touch with somebody from the families of these victims first and make sure that they want you to be there on the scene. We actually have a Panther in the Raleigh formation that knows the family. That was his best friend that got killed in Elizabeth City. So this is what we are responding for, you know. Get as much information about these incidents that you can and respond accordingly to what the family desires of you. Don't just jump out there and go say, we're going to go do this and go that, do that. If you're uninvited, then you get embarrassed like some people have before and wasted a lot of people's time and energy. But if you got permission from the family to come and do our investigation and go full speed ahead, do what you got to do. Handle the family with care and dignity and honor and respect. And that's black power. We are responding. And I even put the order out. I didn't want my troops out of D.C. because we have programs that we develop. But when we get a distress call, we are morally responsible to respond to that distress call. So that is complete and unadulterated black power, black love, black unity, black respect. Black, I don't know what else, black economics, you know. We got to pay gas. Not only do we got to get back to D.C., we got to, you know, repay people for bringing us back and forth. I only had one night of sleep in a week in my own bed, you know what I'm saying? So we do this for real. I only got to sleep one night in 2 weeks in my own bed because we've been out here in the field doing the work. So come on, Panthers, old Panthers, new Panthers, retired Panthers, whatever, mad, used to be in your feelings Panthers, whatever it is. If you come with work on your mind, come with a sincere heart, and come with the heart of a Panther that said, you know what, I'm always be a Panther. I'm always respond when I'm called upon and things like that, and activate. That's what's needed. This is not a race between who's fastest, who get there the quickest, but who can endure the longest. And the track record shows that the Panthers been around for a long time, a lot longer than some of these little pop-up formations. So everything has a date, an expiration date, and a start date. Make sure that you know which one you're coming in on. Black Power. You got that, Akbar? Shake. You got to get that now. That's real talk. What's going on?
Black Power. I'm pressing. I press three buttons that wasn't mute. Black Power.
That's it. You ain't got no choice but to get that one. I don't understand if you don't. If you don't get what I said, then you're not really with the movement. Black Power.
Now, we're better than these cities. I've been on the road for like 2 months, believe it or not. The call for the appeal to help black people and service the needs of black people. We watch the beloved sister Janae develop a strong commitment to service the needs of black people and actually bring that service and stay in there, as you're indicating, for the duration. And you are,
right.
I know, are the duration path. We're not the fair weather path.
That's
all
right.
Season path. And goddamn, we there for a reason, and we there for Black Revolution.
And that's right, Black that Power.
Don't see Black Power. Don't see the revolution because they don't see the needs. They don't know the needs of Black people. That's why we must give them the Black Panther education to shine when the light of the physical sun goes out. That Black Panther education still shines. Stand up in the middle of the night. You might just see maybe that poster on the tree, but it indicates, it reflects back to the public. The idealism of revolution is the only solution and problems Black people can teach the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And bring those teachers there are the most effective thing that's on that block. I don't care where you go or what you're doing. When you bring the teachers of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, the Chairman Emeritus Malik Zulu Shabazz, the Honorable Hashim Ekanati Zinger, you bring any one of them teachers, and you got the most powerful thing on that block. And I don't give a damn who's speaking. The problem is when these things break out, beloved Sister Janae, they have been bum-rustling, giving the microphone to the wrong cat, giving the wrong signal, and then they end up co-sign on to the white supremacist theology, the white supremacist philosophy. And they keep the white man in power over Black people, or they bring the kumbaya move, right, to go along, get along, Rodney King methodology, the Rodney King special philosophy. And it's killing us. It's ruining Black people. It's the continuity. The killing of our Black children, our Black women, children, and all of our Black men. There's a ransom on the head of every Black man and every Black woman at this hour. Oh, I wish we'd wake up and somebody would give me a boom jacket like a cracker today. Because I'm telling you, you need to get out of this one. I've been on the scene with the brother of the attempted execution or execution in Fredericksburg. They call Spotsylvania. I took the pictures of the blood on the road of Isaiah Brown. He's on to some form of recovery. But he has to be devastated that the police officer that just brought you home and helped you from Wawa to your house, right around the block, is now coming back and attempt to put in more bullets than the nightsticks was on Rodney King. My. We got to wake up. Been to the killing where we were waiting on the verdict in Minneapolis, and they come around the corner, white woman executes Dwayne Wright, or Dante Wright, and say she mistaken her taser and her handgun and then confused so much she had to run out the door saying, I quit. Got there, police chief come up in, ran them on some rhetoric and say, oh, I forgot to say, I quit. We're not letting these crackers off the road. I know you're not, Jeanette. And I'm not. And every real Black revolution now letting these crackers off the road, hollering, I quit. I quit.
Yeah.
I quit. No good pastor. that's right. No good.
That's
pastor.
The worst word you can use in the revolution is I quit. You don't quit. You didn't sign up to quit. You don't sign up for this to quit. You can't quit on your people. Like you said, it's not a race to get who's going to get there the fastest. We all behind. We all got to get there. You know, but until all of us are free, ain't none of us are free. That's just to say, you know, the race continues. We have to continue to teach. We got to continue to learn. For me, this has been a learning experience. Continue to learn, continue to hold the line, continue to do the research and find out how it long we have been in this battle. It's not just we're not just slaves as in physical chain slaves. We have been slaves mentally. It's the mental enslavement that's the most damaging thing that has done to us, and that's the terrible thing that you speak of. A lot of people can't, they're like, what is he talking about? Because you don't know. You're not in the know. You're not in the on that level of consciousness. And we got to give each other a break about that sometime, too. Not everybody is there yet. Everybody ain't where you are yet. Everybody ain't where I am yet. We got to give people opportunity to get up to that level, you know. And once that happens, then we will all see results. because everybody is waking up right now. Everywhere you go is signs of an awakening. Everybody you talk to, they own the revolution. We met a young man in a restaurant in Danville, Virginia. He had, young brother was sporting the ump. He had copper. He was interested in talking about sovereignty and things like that, you know, the Morris Nation. And he was just so surprised to see Panthers. We walked through the whole city in the rain, in the cold and everything, the whole city of Danville, and knocked on doors and shook hands and talked to people. And we really got out there and did a real Black Power community walk. So the Panther is evolving into who we are supposed to be, not what we used to be, but who are we supposed to be at this day. This, like you said before, this is the hour for Black Power. You know, nobody knocking what you're doing if you want to start your own formation, but don't forget the base. Don't forget your first love. You love yourself. You love your people. You know, you're not here to use your people or abuse your people or your power, because the power is in the people. It's not in the individuals. We were powerless until we formed together and realized how much more powerful we can be with each other. So that's Black Power, you know, and continue to hold the line. I'm very proud of the state of North Carolina. A lot of these people I recruited myself personally, not to be bragging, because people want to run with that too. But when people reach out to you and they sincere and they genuine and they want to start their own chapters, it's your responsibility to respond to them and to help them and get them to the place where they need to be. So, you know, that's where we are in the Mid-Atlantic region. That's what we are achieving. It's a new day. Like you said, it's a new day in the Mid-Atlantic. It's a new day for the new Black Panther Party. And we ready to black that call. So anyway, I have in studio with me Brother Stephen Biko and Captain Hassan right now. So y'all got something to say? You want to talk?
Hold on.
Black Power. Are we there? Can you hear me?
Black Power, we want to bring it to the airwaves, and we're going to bomb rush our revolution the way they were bomb rushing that forgiveness. And welcome our beloved brother, Stephen Biko, our Minister of Defense, is bringing it long, bringing it strong. But now he can go, y'all. So let's get ready for our Stephen Biko, our great brother that does the Black Revolution on the ground with the sound and the brown, the black boots on the goddamn ground. Black Power, welcome to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam, Black Power. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I bear witness to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I bear witness to our great Black Power General, that bold, bald-headed black man, the Black Power General, the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the Honorable Hashim Nzinga, the Honorable Chairman Emeritus Malik Zulu Shabazz. I'm not going to be long, but I intend to be strong. Let me say this. We are unequivocally at war. I'm not going to sit on here and intellectually masturbate any of you. I'm going to give it to you exactly the way it is. We are in a race war. We have Gestapo troops who are hand-picked hirelings by a governmental system that has put in place a plan of extermination for black males, black females who hold within them the key to their genetic annihilation. While at the same time, this plan is instituted as a draconian judicial practice, meaning that they have torturous, brutal judicial practices. They are trained as mercenaries. It is a consistent militarization of the police force. Is that right? The police forces are now receiving surplus weapons from the United States
military. They're no longer in police uniforms. Now they're wearing battle terrain uniforms on duty. Those uniforms and those weapons have conditioned and strategically positioned them with a mental matrix design towards inner city warfare. You don't see killings going on within the white community by police. When a white assailant goes on a shooting spree, they bring him in alive. They bring him in alive. When there is a black so-called assailant, this black so-called assailant is not brought in alive, Black Power. This black so-called assailant is not brought in alive. He's brought in toe tag. The sister is brought in toe tag. So what I'm saying to the Black Power Hour is this. We're at war in Spotsylvania. We're at war in Minnesota. We're at war in Columbus, Ohio. We're at war in Tacoma Park, Maryland. We're at war in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. They are hiring mercenaries to hunt and kill us off as if we had been labeled the enemies of the state. Understand what inner city warfare means. Inner city warfare is a warfare that has strategically been put in place by a governmental agency that is designed to turn the environment in against itself so that a law enforcement agency can come in under the guise of restoring order by whatever means necessary. The state of North Carolina, right now, the government has issued a state of emergency in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. When a state of emergency is issued in a particular region, behind that state of emergency comes what is called martial law. Martial law means that the policing powers are surrendered to a military stance, and the military now are able to come in and exercise judicial powers. So we know that when the military comes in, exercises judicial powers, their sole purpose is to come in, seek out targets, annihilate them, destabilize them, or totally dismantle them. In our case, annihilation is the order. So we have been given an emergency call. The emergency call was an emergency response call. Not just because a black man was murdered by a police officer while his hands were on the steering wheel, unarmed, in a so-called routine stop. These routine stops had become murder scenes, are rapidly becoming murder scenes all over the country. That's because black leadership talk and do nothing. So when the call is given for the new Black Panther Party to show up, we are willing to travel cross country to show up to do the proper investigation so that we can give the proper response to the situation. But not only are we dealing with the police in North Carolina, we're dealing with the Ku Klux Klan in North Carolina. We're dealing with the Proud Boys who have decided of their own free will that they're going to make their presence known. So what we're saying is this. This ain't the showdown at the OK Corral. This is going to be a laydown in Elizabeth City. Come to Elizabeth City with that bullshit if you want to. We're letting you know. The new Black Panther Party is not Black Lives Matter. Don't get it twisted. We're not the peacekeepers. Don't get it twisted. We don't come to sing Kumbaya. We're not going to Elizabeth City with a banjo on our knee. We're going there with the military force to set black people free. Let's understand that. All formations within the North Carolina area have been called out. Is that right, Chairwoman? They've been called out. They've been called out on this clarion call, on this judicial clarion call. This is a call to justice. This is a call to defense. So if you are a new Black Panther and you are in the state of North Carolina and you know that we are under attack by an enemy force, and you don't recognize the Panther in you and show up so that we can show out, then I have to question the five duties. I have to question the non-local objectives. I have to also question the 12-0 orders. When an order is given, when an order is given that our people need our security, that our people need our help, our people need boots on the ground by a force that is not fearful, by a force that is principled, by a force that is not just chasing cameras, 5 minutes of fame. Look here, man. The Attorney General of the new Black Panther Party, Malik Zulu Shabazz, you don't see him chasing ambulance. You don't see him running from crime scene to crime scene. His name ain't Benjamin Crump, goddammit. I know I could be sued for libel, but I don't give a damn. The truth don't need no support. And you're running black people into the hands of these charlatans, these paid apologists for white oppression. They'll get on the camera and they'll seek the resignation of this one, charges filed against that one, and then they'll ask for a lump sum settlement for the family. You're putting a dollar sign on the value of human life. Who the hell are you to determine what that person's life, what the value of that person's life was to his family, to his community, to her family, to her community? So you're getting our people to sell their, to sell the lives of their loved ones to the police department. I'd say again, these Uncle Toms and Auntie Thomasinas, these paid apologists for white oppression, stop calling these hand-picked Negroes, these agents of the state apparatus. It sickened me to my stomach when I looked and I saw how Al Sharpton and Ben Crump, hand in hand,
Jesse Jackson,
all of these individuals together, and they only come out as pimps for black suffering. They're pimping the suffering of our people to line their goddamn pockets. But when shit get real and shit get thick, bricks are thrown, batons are swung, dogs are unleashed, bullets are flying, you don't see these niggas nowhere. But the new Black Panther Party is a force that's going to hold the goddamn line, because Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, the Honorable Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, said somebody got to be strong enough to hold the goddamn line. So we're going to black the call. We're going to black the call. You ain't going to back us up. You ain't going to punk us. Ain't no punk Panthers in the Mid-Atlantic region. And there should never be punk Panthers in any region. So anybody that is within a six-hour ratio that's on this 196,940,000 square miles of this topside planet mud, the Earth spins on its axis at the terrific speed of 1,037 1/3 miles per hour. I'm not asking you to travel that fast. All I'm asking you to do is travel and stay in harmony and perfect balance with us. That's all I'm asking you to do. That's all I'm asking you to do, brothers and sisters. If you are a civilian and you're listening to the sound of my voice, I know that you're tired. You're hurt. You're confused. You're wondering, when is it going to end? They stop killing us when we say they stop killing us. But see, words must be buttressed by action. We got to stop, like Khalid Abdul-Muhammad said, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad said. See, we want to quote him when it's convenient, or when it tickles our fancy, or when we want to sound revolutionary, or when we want to sound important, we want to quote Khalid. But we don't want to quote the part where Khalid said, when black caskets roll in our community, white caskets should roll in theirs. See, we don't want to quote that part of Khalid. We don't want to push that part of Khalid. when he said kill everything white in sight that ain't right overnight. And goddamn it, when we get tired of killing, dig their ass up and kill them all over again because you didn't kill them hard enough the first time. That's the call that dude Muhammad that we know. See, a change is coming.
That's right.
A change is coming. And you better pay attention to your clock because it's ticking. Don't find yourself behind time. You better find yourself in step with time. Because if you're behind time and not in step with the time, and you walk up on me and ask me what's happening, that's an indication that you don't understand what the hell has happened. And you need to be awakened. And if you need to be awakened, Dr. King said this. Whenever you close your eyes to injustice, whenever you turn a deaf ear to oppression, whenever you turn a corner and walk away when your people are in a state of repression, that means that you have psychological cataracts on your brain causing you to misperceive reality. Pull the moat out your eye. Pull the scab off your eyes, man. If you can't see that we're at war, you either one or two things, Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles. But both of them understood the time as well. They understood the time as well. So what's your excuse? What's your excuse? You have women in their 80s on the front line. Women pregnant on the front line. Brothers crippled on the front line. So what's wrong with the healthy among us? What's your excuse? See, I don't want to put it out there. I really don't want to call a motherfucker out. But sometimes you got to do that. So let's do it like this. When somebody calls you and say, look here, man, I know that you ain't but a second away from this location. You know that you're ready to go down. We need you on site. And I know you ain't got no motherfucking job. I know you ain't got shit else to do. But you make up an excuse why you can't show up. Man, look, don't let me see you when the smoke clears, taking pictures, as if you were there when the shit was going down. Because I'm going to deal with your ass the same way I deal with an enemy. Black power.
Black power, black power. And thanks, Brother Stephen Biko, the Brother Hassan, come behind you.
Yes, sir. There you go. Come on, Brother Hassan.
Come on down. Come on down. We bring our Brother Field Masters out there today, making sure everything's geographically correct and military ship in shape and sound with the black boots on the goddamn guy. And our brother
Black
Hassan.
Power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power, national representative, Imam Akbar. Black power family, nationwide. This is your loyal field marshal, Captain Hassan. New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, D.C. chapter. If everybody's been looking at the footage on the media for the last couple of weeks, I guess a picture's a thousand words. I mean, I'm speechless. There's nothing else that need to be said. There's no more law in America where black people are concerned. We're being murdered under any pretext, evidently, in contact with the police, even in front of our families, and even when the police is being summoned. So there's nothing else to be said. It's time to take to the streets. People are turning up at these pigs' houses. I'm not going to speak nice about it. I'm going to go right in because I'm a warrior first for my people, for black people. People are turning up at these pigs' houses. They're talking about throwing out the chiefs and all that. So it's not like these people think they can kill black people and just get away with it. It's going to be consequences. Especially when the families get on call with New Black Power Party for Self-Defense. Because all we're seeking for is justice. That's all we want. We don't want nothing else but justice. We don't want no money. We don't want no apology. We want justice. We want the law applied equally, the same to white people, and especially the police, who black people pay taxes, who black people also pay salary, to murder us like we're dogs and animals in the street. So, no, that's not going to happen. We're turning up. It's all about who's going to get credit? The ones with the boots on the ground. That's who's going to get credit. People keep showing up on TV That's meaningless. It's the boots on the ground that's gonna be the deciding factor. And the new Black Panther Party for Self Defense is gonna prove that. Black Power, Cam Hassan, still march for the new Black Panther Party out, national representative.
Black Power. We thank you, Hassan, and all of those that have sacrificed from their home and gotten on the road and got out there. I think Ross is out there in the Norfolk. He's telling you right now, straight up, if they want to be on the backdrop, I'm going to come right back to y'all. And we're coming right there to Brother Ross Chelani Simba, and that's part of his region as well. We got him in Fredericksburg and Elizabeth City, Brother State Chairman. Brother Ross Chelani Simba's online. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power, 757 at the 372, Black Power. Black Power.
Assalamu alaikum, Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam, Black Power. Yes, you can loud and clear, Black Power.
I'm pulling Norfolk together now so that we can get to Elizabeth City. Contact you later about that, Brother Akbar.
Yes, sir. Yes, I saw your text. Go ahead. Black Power.
Black Power.
Well, that thing has been done where we've done the work all throughout the Tidewater area, spreading the news, the good news of the Black Panther being out, operational, functional, in the Black community, and then working and building that vanguard, the state of full and complete recruitment right now, all Black Panther, all anything resembling the Panther, to be teamed up with the Panther this hour, going against the opposition, against the white man, against his system, against his idealism of military, against his whole ideal of police, don't call police. But they're killing us without any regard for the family value system of Black people. A great nation would never do this to Black people, given the backdrop of what we have given to this America and their corporation. But being that they don't see us as no citizen, they see you as less than a domesticated animal. And they treat you as such without any reservation, Black Power. Is that right, Brother Jelani?
Black Power, definitely there's a lot going on across the country, across the state. There's a lot going on. They're killing our people left and right. One thing that we need to know on this line, though, is that it's not going to stop until caskets start rolling in white neighborhoods. So we're in a system where we're hollering, no justice, no peace, but we are in a system where we're not going to get justice. So there would definitely be no peace. And we at that final hour in time where it talks about Babylon, mystery Babylon falling, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. He wrote that book about the fall of America. We're definitely in that time period. As a matter of fact, we only have 9 minutes left on that clock. By 2030, America will be something different. It won't be America no more. And the protests are only going to get worse. The killings are going to get worse. And if you're out there protesting and not doing no training, there are a lot of protesters that are moving on emotions and not doing a whole lot of training. And, you know, I don't want to see my people slaughtered, but I'm telling you it's going to get worse. So you need to join some paramilitary organization, some Black paramilitary organization, pro-Black organization as soon as possible so that we can unite and you know what I'm saying? So there won't be more blood shed or more of us shedding blood than them, because the white groups are out there. They're training. They're not playing. While we are all on Facebook and in the club and going to cookouts and shit, these motherfuckers are training. So So we need to arm up and get in these groups. I don't know why people are running away from organization, but they need to be running to organization. Black Power.
Black Power. Thank you again, Brother Ross. Jelani Simba of the Tidewater, State Chairman, State of Virginia. And we'll see you with the black boots on the ground. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. As we move on, we got Queen Kashiba is back in Tidewater. The Black Power button for Kashiba out at 757-364. You're live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, Black Power. Like I said last night, it's time for us to, by any means necessary, it's time to fight that war. But it is blood for blood now. And it's time to get armed before you get harmed. So that's what we got to think about. Get armed before you get harmed. Because we got to do this fight by any means necessary. And our people are crying out to us. You got people here to join the Black Panther Party. But that's where the powerful armies is at, in the Black Panther Party. Our people need to wake up. This is no time to play. This is blood for blood, and they is not playing. I seen it with my own eyes, so I know what we're working with. I know exactly what we're working with. I have proof for what we're working with. So it's time, people, to wake up. Join the Purple Party by a million, because that's what we need, a million army. And we train automatically because our ancestors walk with us and teach us every day. Our ancestors walk with us, train us every day. So when we know the history of our ancestors, what they did, we already know what to do. We already know what to do. We know how to conquer them. Our ancestors conquered them. We can conquer them.
Mama.
But that's what time it is.
That's right. That's right. Good teacher.
That's exactly what time it is. And they say train. We've been trained from birth. So that's what they did. And it's in us. And it ain't gone nowhere.
But only...
We are power and energy people. We are spiritual beings, so we have power over them. That's why
they're trying
to take us out with them, because their time is winding up. They don't have power to stay here.
That's right.
But we have power.
Okay.
We have that power. Indeed, we do. We have that power. And it came from our ancestors, and plus we're spiritual beings, we're warriors. We're warriors from babies. So we know what
to do.
We know how to conquer them. Power, and I love everybody, Black Power. But it's time to
Black Power.
Fight this war.
We know that
we are our enemy. It's time to do it.
That's right. That's right. Because we are the righteous. The righteous company that had been raised by the divine source and divinely prepared to deal with this crack at this hour, deal with our open enemy at this hour. This is a showdown with the opposition, with the melanated nation against the non-melanated nation. Many of you didn't want that showdown. Many of you didn't want revolution, because revolution tends to get muddy. Eventually, it will get bloody, and they want the bloodless revolution. They're the only ones on the battlefield calling for the bloodless revolution. We will stick to the blood, because anything that's worth living for is worth killing for, like power. And we have to use
Black Power
with the utmost strenuousness against our open and vicious enemy, namely the white man and his vicious she-devil. And they will kill you with no regard, with no remorse, with no form of repentance or any idea that they have ever apologized for taking a life for a black man. Oh, my, something terrible going on here. And throughout the world, the white man is doing the same thing all over the world, but especially here in America at this hour. We thank you, Sister Queen Kashiba, for your contributions here at Black Power Radio. We hope that it will not be the last time you call, because what? Tomorrow's not promised to any one of us. We must live.
That's right.
As though we'll live forever. But we must live as though we'll die tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to any one of us. Black power. The true
black power.
True worth, true revolutionary. They know if it's worth living for, it's worth killing for. And we're going to keep it strong. We're going to keep it black. And by all means, we're going to keep it revolutionary. Thank you, Queen Kashiba, and you and your family, okay? As-salamu alaykum and black power.
Black power.
Black power, sister. We love you so much, black power. As we move on down, we got Brother Charles out there. Black and tide water some more. Black it up, Brother Charles. Black it up, black it up. We lack it up, and we're going to black it up. Black power. Say black power, Brother Charles. Come on here, Tyler.
Black power.
Black power,
how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself, brother? Happy to hear you.
I ain't really got too much to say tonight. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're happy to have all these. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Power.
We got a lot of love for you there, right there, Brother Charles, right there, Brother Charles. And you've been so consistent on Black Power Radio that it really is mind-boggling how you, Queen Kashiba, and many others, they always on line. They some of the first on our line most of the time is Brother Charles, Queen Kashiba, man, y'all. Hold the line for Tidewater. Hold the line for Ross Elani Simba. Hold the line for Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Hold the line for the Black Revolution, as you should. You read on your post, Brother Charles. Read on the job. My. We're so thankful for you, brother, and those like you that line up throughout Tidewater, Elizabeth City at this hour, in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama. That Black Panther's every goddamn where. And we got new Norfolk in. New Suffolk, new Virginia Beach, new Chesapeake, new Newport News. We've been making it all things new for Black Revolution at this hour. Oh, my, it's the best time to be alive as a revolutionary. To see this day come, we have a showdown with this no-good bastard. Oh, you think he got you outnumbered and outgunned and just thinking all crazy. When that divine intervention is going to sit in, we're going to check this goddamn cracker. And we're going to bomb rush this crap. We're going to take black our political party as a promise of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We have come to fulfill the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we don't give a damn about no cracker name Uncle Sam. And we are in it to win it. I'm a goddamn Khalid Muhammad lieutenant. And I said, fuck a hook nose cracker to stand in the U.S. Senate. I don't give a damn about nobody named Uncle Sam. We're right here with you, beloved. We hope everybody will stand there with us tonight as we rock and roll, Brother Charles. And we're going to greet you. As-salamu alaykum and black power. And thank you for calling, brother.
As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir. Black power. We love Brother Charles out there in Tidewater. Got so many more. You limited. Sort it on out. Work my way down. Get down for your crown. We got that 504. You know that they can go up at 504-209. You're live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power, welcome to Black Power Radio. We're talking about how long shall we sacrifice our black children, and most sacrifice nothing for black revolution. Black Power, welcome to Black Power Radio. I think I'm going to trick a long shot at Queen Mother Melody out there in New York, New Jersey. Black Power, talk black to us.
All power to the people. I ain't sacrificing nothing. I don't know about y'all.
Right, Black power. All power to the people. Black power.
All power to the people. I'm telling you. You don't need to sacrifice nothing. Right now, it's about getting ours. Okay? You don't have to sacrifice any more for them. Not a single thing. I know I'm not sacrificing not a damn drop of blood for them, nothing for them. The only thing I can do right now is say that the people have the power now and the people need to use it. All power to the people. Black power.
Black power, all power to people. And that's what we're saying, that when they execute us and they execute our children, and then when we come to the mic, they're co-signing on to our execution and destruction. And this is part of what we're talking about tonight. And then that same person that will co-sign on to this cracker will come back and sacrifice nothing for Black Revolution. Oh, we come to shake, rally, and roll now to expose the devil for what he's doing and expose the homogenized, pasteurized Negro. And many will be put down at this hour. We know about this. That's real talk. Many will be put down in a goddamn way, for real. But we're proud to have you here as a loyal listener and a participant here at Black Power Radio. You built Black Power Radio, and we're just proud to have the service on there with your comrade, and know that there's a powerful force that's supporting us. We have to go to that goddamn front line. And I've been in every situation from Minneapolis to Columbus, back to Fredericksburg, and headed for Carolina, headed for Alabama right now. My schedule has been full for the last 2 months, but I just don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. And we're bringing many, many recruits with us, and those that were on the borderline, we got vice lords, gangster disciples, all types of, even some, my ex-partner over at the Blackstone Ranger Club, P. Newton Club, all kind of Fred Happ Club, Geronimo Pratt Club. All their names go on and on. This one and that one, Pep. But they all Black revolutionaries. They all suited, booted, and black. They all military trained, and they don't give a damn about the opposition. And that's at this hour for Black Power. We just thank you so much, Sister Melody, for all your years of getting support for the revolution.
Now, for me, my brothers, for the people, you know, it's like you said, we have to have such a great love for our people that we not sacrifice ourselves, but make ourselves determined to win this revolution. You know, it's about winning now. Not about making sacrifices. I understand, you know, that everybody thinks that, you know, the revolutionary always has to die, but that's not true. The revolutionary can live and the revolutionary can fight, you know, and we have to continue to fight until we are completely free of them. You know, I say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing a job on them with this COVID-19. I say we don't make any sacrifices of ourselves, taking their vaccines to make their serums so that they can kill us. You know, this is crazy. DMX just got this vaccine and dropped dead like that? Oh, no, no. There's something terribly wrong with this thing, something terribly wrong. And I think that Black folks need to sit back and reflect on what happened in Tuskegee and what German chemical warfare really is, and stop romanticizing with these people, because they don't do anything without a purpose to kill us. They don't do anything to save anyone except themselves. So Black power and all power to the Black and oppressed people throughout the world. We need to join together and make a unity that they cannot penetrate. Black power.
Black power, that's right. And don't, brother and sister, as the sister warned you straight up, don't buy into it. They're selling the vaccine concept. Don't buy into their vaccine, their antidote. They're choke to choke. They the hell away from the crackers. find your way to Black Revolution today, brother and sister. This is our appeal, might be our very last appeal, but we appeal to you. The sensible solution is Black Revolution. If it ain't worth killing for, then goddamn it ain't worth living for. And if you ain't ready for revolution and you got nothing you're willing to kill or die for, and your black ass ain't fit to live at this hour, if you can't see the handwriting on the wall, then goddamn it, you're not reading at all. And so no matter how far up the chain and the line your education go, you're going to have to stop and fight for your black revolution. At some point, you will have to confront this cracker. And I'm just here to tell you, war is in the mix. You got to be at war. You're killing babies and say you mistake a Glock and a handgun. To ready the device, you know when you're ready a projectile and when you're ready a laser beam and a taser beam. There's no mistaking out here. They intend to kill you because they go to collect that ransom, that $1 million reward in escrow when they finish with that case. If they can blow it up just big enough, then all the crackers will chime in and send them $1 million plus. That's what the reward on the head of every black man, every black woman, and all of our black children on the line in the ransom and reward today. So we hope that you wake up in time, brother and sister, to hold the line for Black Revolution. Thank you so much, Sister Melody. Blessing you and blessing your whole family, all your network of revolutionaries. Be at peace and, you know, the war is on. It's like you're in a war zone and a war zone. Black power?
Black power, my brother. You take care of yourself.
Black power. Take care of yourself, Sister Melody. We love you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And black power, all power to people. All power to people. That's right. We're coming up. And we know that we have our brothers and sisters out there that's been on the front line for so long. They're dedicated soldiers, and they love revolution, and they love fight against the enemy, and love to see our soldiers team up and work together in unison. As we look in on 850-850-322, you're actually live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, Black Power. I'm Brother Akbar. This is Brother Maude from Florida.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Actually, I didn't have anything to say tonight, but since I'm on tonight, I basically want to say to everyone is that we are sick and tired of just talking. We have to have that revolutionary God within us to fight these devils. God wasn't scared of the devil. We can't be scared of the devil. If you're scared of the devil, and this coming from my voice, if you are scared of the devil and scared to be on the front line, get your ass out the way. Because at the end of the day, if you are scared to fight this devil and to kill this devil, I'm saying the word, kill this devil. Because, like I say, I was taught to destroy the devil. So if we are, if we don't have that revolutionary God within us to assassinate and kill this cracker, then we need to get out the way and let the real revolutionaries and the real warriors, and the real gods that wants to kill this damn devil to make a better place for us, then let us do our goddamn job. Power.
That's right. Black Power, again, thank you down in Florida working with us in the team. We just left Jacksonville, Florida. They're strong in Tallahassee, Jacksonville. We're going to strengthen that whole state of Florida. Black Power, Black Power. Yes, sir, that whole state of Florida. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power, we love you so much. Thank you for joining us. And that these are real revolutionary brothers and sisters, and some are mercenary, and some are so committed, they're just there to kill the devil. And they got to go on your record. We know we're on record. And we kill the goddamn enemy. That you track him, T-R-A-C-K. You track that goddamn devil. And then you T-R-A-P. Then you trap T-R-A-P. You trap that goddamn devil. And don't you dare let him off hook. Then you lock that goddamn devil. Oh, and he's going to buck. Oh, when he bucks, you have to destroy the goddamn devil. Because he is not going to go agree. He's not going to reform. He's not going to change. The evidence, which comes in the form of a preponderance of evidence everywhere, this goddamn devil is not going to reform. He's only come Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, to beat and to kill you. And this is all that he wants to do. He has been made your adversary. He's been made your enemy by nature, by character, by every form of description. The white man is the devil yesterday, today, and tomorrow. There won't be no reform. Not in your lifetime. You got 100,000 generations behind you. In their lifetime, the devil will not reform. He will not reform. So we must understand what we're up against, how to manage against the goddamn devil. And that's all that we're working with at this hour for Black Power. We love you so much, Black Revolutionary. But keep it straight. And you got to keep it real, brother and sister. And know that you're up against a vicious enemy. And he is unrelenting in his urges. He has an urge to beat and kill you. He has an urge to destroy you. He has an urge to set you up, an urge to take what you have, and an urge to take your life, to kill you. He will not stop. You notice how they take them weapons and they use it, and they know it's going to be lethal. They know that person is going to die. And he fires one round, two rounds, three, four, five, six is not too many. It says thousands. This cracker's out to kill you, brother and sister, to take your life. You see, by every incident, and you're isolated, and it's exact same spirit, the exact same inertia, the exact same intent to kill, and the crackers will come from nowhere and chime in. No, we haven't seen little Johnny. We haven't seen little Trayvon. We have not seen little Michael Brown. We have not seen, you understand me, Trayvon or Stephon. We have not seen Dante or Micaiah, Dante Wright or Micaiah Bryant. We barely brought away the life of Isaiah Brown. It says, I've been to Fredericksburg. I've been to Montana, and I've been to Fredericksburg where they kill our people. And we're here today, brothers and sisters, telling you straight up that you must arm yourself or harm yourself. You must go with your God and your gun at this hour. You must use your weapon against your enemy and be prepared to put up the good fight in the break daylight or at midnight. You must fight against this vicious enemy of yours. Oh, my, my, my. He has become a vicious enemy of ours, and we must destroy him because he's certainly here to destroy you. So there can only peace revolution from a true sense and from the text of reality and from the bowels of antiquity, from the real history, not his story, but the real facts come from the actual facts, brother and sister, and all of our children have to arm themselves as well. It's a day of revolution. We're at war with this goddamn beast, and that's all we can tell you this hour, except Black Power and a strong Black military to block that goddamn call. Trying to see if anybody else down online. So we got Freddy Fred is out there. We got 502 just came in here. 502-381, you're live on Black Power Radio. 502 came up in here.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power, thanks for calling. And welcome to Black Power Radio.
Thanks, brother.
Sir, our subject tonight, sir, is the how long shall we sacrifice our black children, meaning the police are killing us, we're killing us, and we're sacrificing nothing for black revolution. We go as though it's business as usual when they kill our black children. And some of them are dead before the execution, meaning when youth are traveling in packs and they get disagreeable, they are going to kill each other. I'm not going to give you any sidebar predictions. I'm going to give you the facts as I know them to be, and they are going to kill each other when it comes down to it. The police is going to kill you when it comes down to it. It's just the actual facts, brother and sister. But this is where we are tonight. What will we sacrifice to make the success of the Black Revolution, beloved? And give me your name of where you're calling from, Black Power.
It's Louisville, Kentucky. It's Brother Montrell Muhammad.
Yes, sir. We happy to have you, Montrell, and
what happened at the man, the city of Louisville. I haven't shook lately, but you know they're shaking the same dice twice, whether it comes in Columbus or Louisville, whether it's in Minneapolis, Louisville, could be Philadelphia, Louisville. It's the same thing in goddamn it, New York, Mississippi. It's the same, you know, it seems soup, but it's been warmed over a little bit, Brother Montrell. Black Power.
Black Power.
What's the state in Louisville tonight, sir?
Well, they got a new police chief. Some old female came from Atlanta, and they trying to, you know, restructure. But you know, it's just a bunch of bullshit. And then now the FBI is going to investigate the practices of the Louisville Police Department. But they just roughed up some black guy in Brownetella Square down there, 6th and Jefferson, and beat him. And they had protests out on Boystown Road where a couple of people got locked up. It's the same old, but they done kind of locked it down a little bit. But, you know, it's just going to be one of those things where they stop for a minute, and they're going to come right back up again. Going to be protesting all over again. It ain't going to never end.
Black Power, Black Power. That's right. We've seen it happen time after time after time again, beloved. They come to take our life, and they rise up, like you said, a little protest, and they dies back down. They come back and do it all over again. It's blackjack, and they come back, and they do it again. But we're bringing up that black revolution, and we're bringing an end. Dr. King said, we will never have freedom in America until we end, me and you, Brother Montrell. Until we end the unethical practice of the police brutality. That's something we have to put the justice and the freedom in our hands and manage equality in our own hands, beloved, on my mind.
Yes, sir. We got to do something. But I thought if we take that money out of their hands, you know, shut down their businesses, build our own, just stop spending money with them. That's their God. That'll really make them suffer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are absolutely right about that, Michael. And we don't see our economic dignity. And I've been passing out something today about the Blackfoot and the original tribes, and that we were on the land, and we had a high, dignified lifestyle, and the white man was living as a savage, and the pilgrim want to plant some corn and hunt some goddamn buffalo.
Yeah.
He's telling them that he said that Kemo Sabe, he speaks with that forked tongue, you know. The old Kemo Sabe, El Blanco, the white man, who is first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, puts in the Quran, in the Holy Quran, who is first to make the treaty. And then we follow up to find out who is first to break the treaty. And the white man has always been first to make a treaty. And the white man has always been first to break the goddamn treaty.
Exactly.
Speak the fourth tongue. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So that's him. Old Master Deceiver himself. It's not worth living for if it's not worth killing for. And we have to learn. The kids say, I don't care if people say, or I go to jail for you, or I'll die for you. You're not worth a damn, as Dr. Khaled Abdul-Mohammed is teaching us. You ain't worth a damn to me in jail. You ain't worth a damn to me dead. You have to learn to kill your enemy so we both get to go home to our families. We got to think about what we're doing today, brother, sister. We got to be live with it. Ain't no jive with it. We got to be live with it today. You live when you're here on Black Power Radio. Right, we're right here with the Cubs in honor of Dr. Khaled Abdul-Mohammed and his legacy, his teaching, and the freedom fighter of Dr. Khaled is the only thing that's ever kept this cracker in modern times is the teaching legacy of the honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Mohammed. We bring up the weapons because you must bring your God and your gun. Now, that was a time. We said we didn't raise the penknife, didn't raise the weapon, didn't raise the gun. Now it is time for your God, but it's also time for your gun. Black Power?
Black Power.
That's why we come here today, to bring revolution. Every black man is a revolutionary. Every cracker got a little Hitler in him. But every black man has got black revolution in him. He just need a nudge to wake him up. Oh, my, as you guys say, he got to stay woke because the cracker is creeping. He got to stay woke. And don't you dare catch the devil. Let that devil catch you sleeping. That ain't no accidental number one song. That's the reality of where we are today. And we must stay woke. And don't you dare let the devil or homogenized Negro, pasteurized Negro, waltz you to sleep. Once you get that wake-up juice, you must use it against your open and vicious enemy, because it's not knowledge that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches until you use it against your open and your vicious enemy, the white man. Oh, my, my. There's so much boom chakalaka wake-up juice in this network of black power energy tonight. Oh, we got so much love tonight, brother. And we are happy to have you on there. And what are y'all doing? What y'all are organizing up there in Louisville? I ain't that far from you. Be in the Central Unit soon, sir. My, my. Come down.
Well, I don't know what actually done, you know, happened with the brothers. You know, I'm just out here, you know, just working, you know, spread the truth, you know, because I'm in North Carolina right now. I'm a truck driver, so right. I'm all over the place.
Mm-hmm. But your base, you working that base out of Louisville?
Yeah, Louisville.
Yes, sir. What part of Carolina are you down
there? Charlotte.
The Charlotte button. Yeah, I'm all there. Charlotte, Statesville, and all up and down them subbies, and all with that thing called Sugarland, Sugar Creek, and back and forth up and down there. I don't mess with Charlotte, and all back of Gastonia, and push the button, hit my Statesville button, and come on down 77. Don't you know? So, man, we got love, man. We're going to see you at the bottom or the top of the key. Wherever you may be, always shoot the three, Montreal. I know you got the kind of self-defense team, but we're going to rebound. I got a man to lay it off the glass. If somebody slammed up, all you got to do is shoot the three, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, we love you so much, man. Don't make your last call, Montreal. Got a lot of love here at Black Power Radio, a lot of knowledge. Again, we are the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, and we will challenge all challenges on the issues of white supremacy, on the issues of white nationalism, on the issue of excessive force, of abuse of power. The police brutality is all one happy white family of white nationalism. The white man is one. You look, there's no difference at all, not one decibel difference. When Trump sick them National Guard, and now Biden got Trump National Guard. He's the vicious National Guard. They vicious from Iraq War, Desert Storm kind of looking guy. They're not the regular, not domesticated, calm, domesticated National Guard. He's a warmonger National Guard. But it comes to war, all type of assault weapons, and they're coming in on the black community, you see. This thing is going all the way around. They have made it a military state. And you notice that they did change the guard with that goddamn COVID. It was Fauci, Trump. Now you got Biden, Fauci. And it's all about the black vote, town by Jesse James. And Jesse James come to town and rob you for all your shit. About 2-3 days later, yeah, old brother named Frank James. Frank James come to town drunk. Somebody mess around, challenge him with gunfight. Frank James, he shoot him dead, right? When Frank James shoot him dead, they make him the sheriff. Mess around 3 or 4 days later, Frank and Jesse team up and rob you for the rest of your shit. And that was in the person of Red Dead Bayou, and James Clyburn and bring the black boat. Old James, old Jesse James Clyburn. He robbed you to vote. He didn't, not, no agenda, no negotiation on the vote. Just give your black vote. He didn't get all them fence setters sitting around. Here come Frank James
in the person of Barack Hussein Obama. Obama robbed you the rest of your black votes. You give him all your black votes. And a roar this cracker with a seat. Once he get that seat, he's going to get him 600 Hispanics. Ain't got no mom and dad in there. Go back again. They will find him some LGBTDDZ and FGEFGIZ. He ain't thought about no black man. Oh, I forgot black people. He going to give you a secretary of a goddamn army. You've been fighting 50 years of revolution for a cracker to make you the secretary of a goddamn army. He's out of his fucking mind. I'm telling you right now, these people lost their mind. Ain't no difference in Trump fights and Biden fights. Same goddamn thing when they started. It was Trump, Giuliani in New York, and all these crackers were lined up from Massachusetts down to let's say, Virginia. And you can name every damn one of them. Roger the Dodger was in this side. And here come Trump, Giuliani around the backside. They had a cracker named Hal Turner from New Jersey, a racist. Race Bannon from New York, D.C., and all up in Virginia. Old Race Bannon racist. And the whole thing went on and on and on. But then when it got to Pennsylvania with old wooden tooth Tom Ridge, that's holding Mumia in the jail right now. Same unethical practice. And it got to Delaware, goddammit, it was Joe Biden, and he held a line for them white supremacists. And he's still a goddamn racist that's holding the goddamn line. Don't be fooled by the fool, by the fool. Don't be a goddamn fool all your goddamn life. Wake up, juices, right here in Black Power Radio. All you got to do is wake up, brother, sister. Arm yourself or you harm yourself, according to the Honorable Huey P. Newton. And he hit it right on the nail, right on the head. You tell Farrakhan, you tell Silas, like a rifle on every shoulder blade and a pistol grip in every goddamn hand and every goddamn black man. And then we ready to co-sign him and give him the green light for white supremacy to run over you and your family and to spook and endanger the lives of your children. These black children are terrified of these crackers, terrified of these police, Metro police, Pentagon police, another police, and another police. Don't you know these white supremacists punked 21 police departments, went in the state house and had a field day up in there. And that's supposed to be the safest place in the place. Those crackers were prepared to kill that vice president of Pence for counting the goddamn vote. You just don't know, brother, sister. All these crackers are together, I'm telling you. Nancy Pelosi, when she heard that John Conyers had a sexual promiscuity or some sexual suggestion, it was an allegation, ran his ass out to Congress. He's your Huckleberry. He's your H.R. 40. He's your reparations man. He ran him out of the goddamn Congress before he died. Ran him out like a stepchild. And then Al Green, the Senator, Sheila Jackson Lee, all those ones. Maxine won, talking about some impeachment. And she told him that's not politically correct. She whipped the goddamn cracker Trump. All of them crackers together. But black men and women are too stupid. Why in the hell did James Clyburn say, hold him back from your own goddamn vote? Dr. Frederick Douglass said, to organize against the opposition. He didn't tell you go get with the cracker. Dr. Frederick Douglass said, to find the discipline and organize against undiscipline, big brother. Think about these things. And Dr. Frederick Douglass said that you must find the peacemaker. He called out the Muslims. Back in his day, he called out the Muslims. He said, find the peacemaker and then organize against the warmongers. And Dr. Frederick Douglass said, the most important thing that I could tell you out of all that I'm telling you, he said that you organize yourself, Brother Montrell Muhammad. You organize yourself, he said. Oh, my. Against having your exclusion. But then you have participation, full participation in your own black government. He didn't tell you go get in the crackers government. Elijah told you that Adam Clayton Powell, only fair politician he ever found. Adam Clayton Powell said, hey, in his own press conference on white supremacy, he said that we want black from you or back from you, but you have stolen from us. He says, when we get it, and he didn't say if we get it. He said, when we get it, my, we will have our self-respect, we will have our dignity. But for the first time, Brother Montrell, my, we will have our integrity. The cracker's running down the street with your integrity in his hand and the deed to your property in his back pocket. Whose street? Our street. Then whose land, Brother Muhammad? This is our goddamn land. That's what I put out today. Show him where the red man was, y'all in peace. But he said, hunt the buffalo, plant the corn, and go. But he violated that treaty. And he took the land, brother and sister, by putting smallpox in the blanket. He tricked the chief. He said, these blankets are good. If you take a little sheep, a little cotton, and a little this and a little that, we can wove in these blankets. And we all get warmer this winter. And the chief went for the trick. He said, man, blankets good. But the pilgrim, the white man, neglected to tell him that he had sown in the measles and the smallpox in the goddamn blanket. And wiped out millions of our people here, brother. Make no mistake, but a handful of people get on a goddamn slave ship. Millions of us here, and he wiped them out because they were seeking, the pilgrims were seeking to erase all the African presence here in the North America, with the 3 Ks. So be mindful. Fred said, no, that's your case. He said, yeah, your constitution, Fred. Fred Doug said, no, that's your constitution. I'm a goddamn slave. He said, yeah, Fred, here's your Bill of Rights. He said, no, first of all, Cracker, that's where Khaled and Kwame Ture got it from. First of all, Cracker, you got to be right, and you ain't never been right. He straightened that, Cracker. He said, all of us free. He said, none of us are free until all of us are get free. And he said, well, here's your declaration, Fred. Here's the big one. Your declaration of independence. He said, no, that's your independence, Cracker. I'm a goddamn slave until all of us are free. None of us get free. You got to get the wake-up juice in the midst, Brother Mata. That's why I'm appealing to you, Muhammad. Go to that Board of Nations Club. Go to that FOI. Go to that MGT and serve that wake-up juice so we can all get together for revolution. We can all get together and speak in one voice, stop this white supremacy for the instructions of the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And you needed Malcolm. I was raised, brother, that if Malcolm X didn't say it, or if Elijah Muhammad didn't say it, then it wasn't worth saying. I had to become a matured adult to figure out that Martin was just as important as Malcolm.
Right.
Nigga want to talk about the church. I'm a he revolutionary. Well, I went down to church. You've been to D.C. You know what I'm saying, my trap. And you look down.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet daddy great. Got the whole 7th Street belonged to black man. He got his own police department. No white man, congressman, nobody asked him nothing. We pull up in a Maybach limousine. We were just struggling. We had one tour bus, brother. They run us up to nearly $1 million worth of tour bus. And you always change the battery, change the battery, change the starter, moving this around, moving that, change the generator, change the generator, all day long, every day on tour bus. And we could barely pay for it, could barely keep it up. This man come up and parked 40. He parked 40 tour buses. And the driver got off and said, yeah. And all of them paid for, huh? We come up some Africa. This man serving pork chop and chili. He got 5-10 churches over in Africa. And the Negro talking there. I said, brother. And then the first thing he going to do, run down the church. And get some. I said, go get some recruits. Go down there and fish something. He's fishing at the church. We need a place to meet. He's fishing at the church. But people, stop bad-mouthing the church. Be yourself. Be a real man. Step up. Be a man. Don't go for the okey-doke. We got the power. We just have to man. Everything, Brother Mommy, that we have done in collective solidarity, we have been successful in the book. Look at the mission, brother, when it was just trying to get a seat at a goddamn lunch counter, a seat on a park bench, a seat on a bus. But we did it in collective solidarity. We were successful in the Montgomery boycott on the Carpool for Justice was a success there. Look at our success in terms of, do you know Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad teaches us? Black law is in direct conflict with white law. And black law will uproot and overturn white law. And the black law will become the law because the black law is the original law of the original man and woman. No coincidence. The guy getting in penitentiary. Tell me some black law, black law. Well, hell yeah, he's going to look for black law, but get his ass out of that penitentiary. He's going there and go to
right.
free himself from a vicious, no good, low down, dirty white man. We'll bomb rush this cracker one day and take black our political prisoners from a no good, selfish, and low down, dirty common white man. Like a common thief, brother. I'm out. Feel what I'm saying, Muhammad?
Yes, sir.
We lighting it up tonight. We got us some black lightning down there. He coming. He's right behind you there, Montreal. I'm going to close it out with the Fred is Fred. We got Fred is Fred in Oakland. This thing is nationwide, worldwide Black Power Radio. Get these brothers. Get them nation brothers on there, and let's shake some wake-up juice out, man. We can team up and make a difference in this thing, man. We, you know, the brothers, half of them trained on a certain level of military. We get them weapons trained, and we get out and kick some ass, man. That's the only way this cracker will bow down. When you get him body blow for body blow and body bag for the goddamn body bag. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. I want to greet you, brother. You can use your closing comments and tell us assalamu alaikum. Come on, Montreal. Black Power.
Black Power. Man, we have to get together. We got to do something collectively, especially economically, to uproot this cracker, man, because we sit there arguing with each other and spending our money with him, and we giving him power to misuse us. We got to take our power back, and hell, he'll fall.
That's right. That's right. That's why Elijah put it right in the fall of America, brother. It's fall. There's no family value system. Who crackers bomb us that capital? You think they gave a damn about family value systems or goddamn balanced budget or you know, any type of what we're going to do about the immigration bill and what we're going to do about COVID. They didn't give a damn about no COVID. They bomb-rushed that cracker and his COVID and ran over them crackers and left five body bags right straight up in the nation capital and told you ain't even see that shit. You don't believe your lying God, huh? Oh, my. Boom, shakalaka, cracker. And thank you for calling us. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mitchell. We'll see you next Sunday.
Yes, sir.
And, and Ramadan Mubarak to your family. Yeah?
Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem, brother. That's our brother, Montreal Muhammad, boy. He won't go down. Charlotte and Louisville, he's a bad man. But y'all mess with Montreal, he will check you right in the midst of your iniquity as we bring that black lightning coming right up in the house at 301. 632, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
All right, Black Power, Shake. Black Power, Black Nation. Give them the wake-up juice. Should we give them the wake-up juice?
Give it to them, Black man. Black Power.
Give them the wake-up juice. Okay, the wake-up juice. They done, the wake-up, I think they done revised the Willie Lynch letter, so to speak. Whereas they tearing down the black man. And now we done got educated, so we know what they're doing, so we playing chess back. But now they tearing down the black woman and child. So every black man, woman, and child in the hells and the smells of North America better wake up and take a big gulp of the wake up juice, because they want to rock some stuff that they can't handle. They don't think they don't know that they can't handle it. They done got uppity in their in their shooting ranges and stuff instead of the squirrels like we used to do. So here's the wake up juice is, no, we're not going to take it. We already said no justice, no peace. They didn't give us no justice, so. Ain't gonna get no peace. And I'm just saying. Before I forget, the only way we're gonna fund this revolution is to keep the soldiers on the ground and keep us mobile. So keep us mobile with the by hitting the Cash App for $77Bakers. Cause see, we're not like those organizations that being funded by rich white folks. See, we get there on our own, and we gotta get our people there. And when we bring it up on Tulsa, Oklahoma, for the 2A march, Second Amendment march, and we got to have all our people there and all our people strong and all our people ready to throw down if necessary. And no, our guns ain't there for props. Our guns ain't there for show. Our guns are there for protecting our people. Just like I said, New Black Panther Party for self-defense. So we defend our people. That's how I go down. And all of our cadres, all of our commanders, all of our commandos, we got to be 10 toes on the ground, you know, looking forward at the enemy, you know, the opposition. Because, you know, if we come and they come to rear their ugly heads too. So I'm saying have no fear. Black Lightning is here. Coming with the Sheikh Imam Akbar with the national security team. President got his national security team, and so do we. We got our national security team. And we're not taking it no more. Like Ezekiel, I love it when you tell them about Ezekiel and the Valley of the Old Dry Bones. So, in other words, if we just had enough faith to think, that we can rise up an army out of the ashes, out of the minions of the old dry bones of the people that gave up and laid down and just said, forget it. You know, give me whatever you want. Hang me, shoot me, put me out of my misery, take me to prison, whatever you want. No, those people are going to have to stop, turn around, get up, dust yourself off, and you can you can't do a lot with your, for the youngins, they can't do a lot with their pants all the way down to the ankles. So you got to pull them up if you want to do some serious thrust side kicks and some roundhouses and some wheel kicks and some axe kicks and some spinning heel kicks. Zeke Maki, you know, that's Japanese for spinning heel kick. But as Sister Melody always said, back in the day, the Panthers would go in there and bust our people out, you know. So now what's going on? Well, we overrun them. We override them. Yeah, how can they take us down if we got bigger guns, bigger army, and we ain't laying down, and we got tenacity? So I'm just saying, take a wake-up juice. All the Black America better realize if they can't. It sounds to me like they're trying to force us into some kind of altercation, but it's gonna backfire on them because the more these crooked ass holies, fuck 12, do they thing, then we gonna steadily put their asses behind bars. And once they get up in there with Pookie and Ray Ray in them, oh, they know what time it is. They ain't gonna come out that solitary for the rest of their life. They stuck in the hole. They better hope they get that dude that dug the tunnel, Guzman. They better hope he get his cell. He already got pre-dug tunnel. But that's all right. Once he get over there with the amigos, they ain't got no love for him. That's for sure. So keep it strong, keep it black. And, one more time, $77Bakers. That's how we keep this revolutionized. With the Black Power General himself, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and Chairman Emeritus Malik Zulu Shabazz, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And we're keeping it black and keeping it strong in the – and we are the Cubs. We the Cubs of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad.
That's right. That's who we are. No doubt about it.
Revolutionary's handbook.
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
Revolutionary handbook. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm all fired up. I'm fired up because we getting to work in so much. Sheikh having hit the ground. He ever since he jumped up in there, he just floated from city to city to city to city, and it seemed like the man just steadily shooting our people. And when they shoot our people, I'm not sure about what happened to the brother in Spotsylvania. But he got shot 7-8 times by the cops who had just assisted him in getting back from his house after getting his ride towed or whatever. He goes back to his house. He goes back out. The same officer He wasn't out his car because we talked to his brother and the family, Sheikh did, and Imam Akbar. They wasn't out that car 5 minutes, and they unloaded on his on this young brother. He was living when we left, but our prayers go out to the family and hopefully stay that way, and hopefully Brother Brown will call in. And black power to all the nation. Black power, black power.
Black power, black power, that's right. But Black Lightning talking about that Ezekiel who preached in the valley of the dead dry bones. And he prophesied on those bones. One of the favorite teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad himself was that old dead dry bone of Ezekiel. And he prophesied on them bones. And he turned for years and never got anything, got nothing on the dead dry bones. He prophesied so hard, he was so encouraged. But he prophesied to the dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones. And he prophesied so hard that one day he saw one bone move. And he was so encouraged that he prophesied even harder to the dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones. And people say, why is Ezekiel waste his time prophesizing to these old dead dry bones in the valley of a dead dry bone? But he prophesied so hard one day. He said, to speak to the dead dry bones. And the dead dry bones were able to speak in the valley of the dead dry bones. And he said he prophesied even harder. When the bones began to speak, he was prophesying harder, my. Because his belief and his faith was unshaken. His faith was so strong that he prophesied. And from his prophecy in the dead dry bones, in the valley of the dead dry bones, that he raised what Allah says, that exceedingly a great army came out of Ezekiel. Come on. And he checked the Pharaoh of the hour. And he challenged the Pharaoh of the hour. Come on. My black power from Boom Shakalaka Cracker. Oh, he prophesied like that. And he said he defeated the goddamn of his hour. We can't tell us about no divine intervention when you don't know divine intervention. We can't preach on no divine intervention, my. Oh, boom, chakalaka, cracker. My.
Boom, chakalaka, cracker.
The wake up juices always said, he said the prophecy has already been written and the pages have been sealed down, right? The pens have been lifted.
Yeah.
In the pages of CEO, Mama. Oh, we should go on. We already know. Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad teaches us that the Bible and the Quran is a roadmap to your freedom. And you know how to use it. And you get skilled in the use of scripture, brother and sister. You don't have to guess. You know I'm not a shake. The shake from the natural come right up out of you, brother and sister. And come from no process of osmosis. I didn't levitate from the goddamn heavens. Came straight out of you. And my prophecy is natural. And it is you. I've been divinely prepared by the Lord, the God of all of the worlds, who brought all systems of knowledge, all systems of wisdom and understanding. Oh, my. Somebody needs to
boom.
Say boom, chakalaka, crack.
Boom, chakalaka, crack.
Boom, chakalaka, crack.
Boom, chakalaka, crack.
Somebody say hallelujah on a night like tonight. You're going for black revolution. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, my.
Black power.
Yeah. Bring a healing. Say Harambe. Harambe.
Harambe.
Harambe.
Harambe.
To bring the Umoja and the Tawheed and all those refined principles that the white man had known nothing about them principles. Harambe. He don't know nothing.
Harambe.
It's a scale cracker when you say Harambe. It's air cracker when you say Umoja. It shakes a cracker when you say Tawheed. When you use your unity against this devil. And when you shake him and you track him and you trap him and you lock him and you destroy him. You don't let it get off the hook, brother and sister. I can run out the door hollering, I quit. I be goddamn if you're going to quit now. We got your ass red-handed. You are the perpetrator of the corruption and the tyranny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to fight the tyranny and to fight oppression until there's no more oppression and no more tyranny on the land. Black power.
In all the land. And black power in all the land.
Black power. All the land. rid ourselves of tyranny and corruption. Don't you know that the COVID is just a wake-up call? That there's corruption and tyranny in every goddamn thing? They closed the corporate business. They closed the goddamn school. They closed the college. They closed the goddamn government. Look in Mecca. You didn't see one soul praying. I always preached that there was somebody praying, making supplication in Mecca. But nobody there. Right? This should come to me. Nobody standing at Mecca. Look at Niagara Falls. I said, there's always somebody on Niagara Falls, soaking up the water and the rocks and the good, fresh, clear water from the falls. Looked on Niagara Falls. Well, nobody on Niagara Falls come on. Oh, my. Some, everything mm-hmm. is corrupted, brothers and sisters. And the pedophiles, you have allowed the degenerates and the pedophiles to take power. Now we must take that power. That's what Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
I said, what do we want?
Just us.
When do we want it? When you
now.
Want it.
Now.
Now. And how we're going to take it. Tell me how we're going to take it.
By any means necessary.
Yes. Black power.
Any means necessary.
What do we want?
Black power.
What do we want?
Justice.
And when do we want it, sir?
Now, sir.
And how we're going to take it, sir?
By any goddamn means necessary.
Black power, black power. I ask the
black
people
power.
What you're doing. What you're doing, people. We're standing on the verge.
No, on the verge.
Black.
We're painting the black. Painting the black.
We're painting the black. People.
Yes, we're painting
what
people,
you
what you doing out there?
Standing
on the
verge
of painting
the black.
Painting the black.
Painting
the black. Yes, sir.
So
and they got people dying right after taking the COVID vaccine.
They DMX was one of them. They said that that Marvelous Marvin was one of them. They had almost killed Jesse Jackson was one of them. And it's just damn COVID ain't for us, brother and sister. Don't fuck with his antidote, brother and sister. Don't you dare take his vaccination. You out of your mind, brother and sister. The real black man, the new Black Panther Party, me and Black Lightning been on every road trip, doing before, doing and after the goddamn COVID. We ain't fucking with no COVID. Brother and sister, you got to get COVID off your mind and get freedom fighter on your mind. Give a damn about no Uncle Sam and his goddamn COVID. If you go
and you can't trust
we were down in
Black Power.
Thousands of people. Then we had 1,000 people at the white supremacy house. He said,
Black Power.
1,000 body bags. It was 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
It was 10,000. It was 20,000 by the bag. 20 is not enough, and 30,000 not too many. So they said black people with no body bags can go from 0 to 50,000 body bags in a record time. Then, goddamn it, that ain't you sensible enough? Don't you have enough logic to see that you are the fucking target all the goddamn time? You ain't got to be no genius or no goddamn rocket scientist to figure out you were the target. That the Euro piece, the Euro Asian, the European Asian man brought that to your door to destroy you, brother and sister. And all you do is stay the hell out of the way of this cracker, abandon this cracker, and leave this goddamn cracker hanging, and leave him the hell alone. And you won't have no COVID, no MOVID, no measles, no tweezers, no smallpox, and no orthodox. Stay the hell away from this goddamn cracker and get your freedom. Pick up your goddamn freedom. Pick up freedom fighting. That's the lesson you need to learn, brother and sister. Get your freedom fighting. Get your Black Panther education. Get your Black Panther politics. Sign on the dotted line and keep the goddamn moving. You ain't did nothing but the right thing. Because this cracker got nothing off you. You ask them down at that Capitol. When they punked them 21 police departments, they ain't got a damn thing to offer you down there. Cracker said, well, how the hell is he going to do anything for you, brother and sister, the black man, woman, and child? And the cracker can't do a goddamn thing for himself. When that bastard was shooting up Las Vegas, he was looking for black man, the black woman. He couldn't find no black woman. He didn't go in the Chicago concert. He said, look at all them crackers. He stopped that country western and killed all them crackers he could kill. The cracker, what Elijah Muhammad said, he said he's made to beat and kill you. And this is all he wants to do, is to beat and to kill you and me. But if he can't find you and me, he'll turn on himself. This cracker is a killer by character and killer by nature. and kill is all he wants to do. He'd kill rabbit season, squirrel season, coon, raccoon, porcupine season. This cracker will
kill ducks,
lame ducks, goddamn it, rams and wild boa hog season. He got a season for every reason. Killing coon. He love a coon hunt because symbolically hunting black people for killing niggas. Oh, my. And he called it a game. It's a game hunt. Is that right?
And when he came to the deer season, game.
He said, well, hey, y'all ain't heard? Hey, we're on the way to Africa. It's a safari. Now he going big game hunt because killing ain't nothing but a game to this cracker. And every cracker wants to be known at least once in their lifetime as the number one killer. You better believe what I say tonight, brother and sister. I won't repeat this broadcast, but you better take good goddamn notes tonight because that's real shit I just gave you. It's up to you. You do what you got to do, what you want to do, what you want to do. And being Black Lightning here, we're going on the front line. And let me tell you something. We're going to pick up some fire, Fred, and we're going to do what we got to do. Black Power, give me a boom chaka like a tiger, Fred, Black Power out there in Oaktown, California. Come on, Black, too. You can talk Black Power radio. You don't have to be
God damn it. God damn it. What the fuck's going
God
on?
Damn it, Black
everything
Power, Black
is everything. What's up, Black Power, everybody?
Black Power.
Black Power. Like, you know, I'm out here every day. And I'm going to tell you, Osbar is my main man. Black Power.
Black Unity, Black Power.
And you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm out here every day. And I'm telling you, I'm seeing a lot of goddamn shit, excuse my language, but listen, I'm getting tired every day. You know what I mean? And like I said, every Sunday and Monday night we on. But see, people got to stand up and stop being scared about the white man. Stop that. Don't be scared. Stand up and kill them motherfuckers. You know what I mean? That's what I feel. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, everybody who knows us, we don't play. I came from the streets, too. My dad raised me up. He was in the movement of Southwest Philadelphia. My stomping ground's up there. And I always say, stand up for the people, give people justice, and stop letting these white men killing us children every day. Because like I said, if I say I go out, I will take this whole United States up by my goddamn self. Because like I said, I don't play it. You know, I try to tell people, you know, I know a little bit, but I don't know that much. But I'm going to tell you who I got. I got Black Power and the movement.
Black Power.
And I'm going to tell you something, Lighten. I love you like I love Osbar. And I'm going to tell you, when we all come down to California, we are going to be going everywhere, and we're going to stop
this
white man from killing us. And like I said, I know y'all going to be here real soon, but like I said, I'm waiting.
Without a fisherman's wharf.
That's right. And I will be right there with the people and to get justice. Because like I said, right now, Oakland, San Jose, everywhere in the Bay, the police is still doing what they doing, killing us. But like I said, I'm still here, and I'm always stay up in my ground. And like I said, when y'all come down here, we're going to do what we got to do. We ain't going to worry about nobody. We're going to get them crackers, and we're going to do what we got to do. So back to my main man, and Lighten, see you later, and I'll talk to you
Black
probably
power.
Next couple weeks. But back out.
Black Power.
Back to you on Black Power Radio.
Thank you, brother. Fred is Fred Black Power, all from Oaktown, California, from Vallejo and Fremont and Freetown, all up in San Francisco and Sacramento, all up and down that Bay Area.
Oakland,
Black Power.
Hood side.
That's right. We're going to light up
the hood
soon. Oh, we're going to be right there in the hood, Black Power. We did a Malcolm X Day in the time. We said the prayers for Latif Shabazz, the grandson of the Honorable Alhaji Malik al-Shabazz, Malcolm X. Me and Fred Happ, Virginia, did some prayers over him, prayed that it together, and we hope the blessing be upon him. They underestimated Latif Shabazz was an awesome sheikh. He was a young sheikh. He was a young Alhaji. He was a Islamic revolutionary. He was too much, too black, and too strong for these crackers. And they went, they moved to kill him right away. My. You just have to wake up, brother and sister. You got to use the wake-up juice. It's not wake-up juice, brother and sister, unless you use it against your open and vicious enemy, the white man and his vicious she-devil. You got to wake up, brother and sister. Time. You see your baby being killed right in front of your face, and you want to turn a blind eye to justice?
Mm-hmm.
You want to pass the responsibility? You want to wait on the process of osmosis and wait for them to levitate down with Ezekiel or somebody else to come and fight your battle? Or you want it to levitate down from the heavens? There's a damn good chance it will levitate from the heavens. But there's even a better chance of you standing up for justice and fighting this enemy of yours. There's a damn good chance, you know, you'll get justice if you believe in the divine power and in the divine investment invested in you and your ancestors. This is your land. This is your planet. The white man is in violation of you, your land, your planet, your street, your white supremacy house, and everything else that we put in America. And this ain't just America. This is our land. You just own the land. Free the land. That's the call in the original family. They studied it and understood it. And free the goddamn land. And that's all
free
I can
land.
Tell you tonight. Everything you said, Black Lightning, everything we've heard on the Black Power Radio tonight, but we know what I say it and you say it is one way. But when our beloved brother Marvin Gaye said it, I mean, he said it the best. What can we say?
Hey.
Other than Black Power,
hey.
Be your ass in Birmingham this weekend. Be your ass in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, wherever the goddamn action is, be your ass. You know where you're supposed to be, Panther. Don't play no game with this thing now. Too late in the game, try to figure out which way is up. Be your ass in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Every Panther, don't be square, but be there. Don't meet me there, but beat me there. Because you know goddamn well I'm coming. Black Power in Tulsa, Black Power in Birmingham, Black Power in Atlanta, Black Power back in Florida. We're all over the goddamn map. Minneapolis, all out in Columbus, Ohio. The whole state of Ohio has been trashed by the crackers, and we got to go down and straighten up everything from Youngstown all the way through Dayton, Ohio, and just call a shot in Cincinnati, Cleveland, all the way from Chattanooga, Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, Memphis. All those got to chime in. Get up, Las Vegas. Come on, talk Black Tours. You know we're rocking tonight at Black Power Radio. But everything we said, be in Tulsa on Memorial Weekend, Memorial Day, May 28th, 29th, 30th. Be in, goddammit, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Reviving up that Wall Street, the cracker on record killed 300. When I interviewed the people, they told me it might have been more like over 3,000. So think about this. This cracker's never been honest about anything. So keep it strong. Mm-hmm. Keep it black. By all means. Is that right, Black Lightning?
Black Power. That's right.
Black Power. Black Power.
You
got to keep it
the spot of the black Holocaust. The black Holocaust. They always talk about the Jewish Holocaust, where they take a whole town of that's prospering, and that's why I say I would never put Black America in the midst of Trump country. But we're gonna go out there and we're gonna bring our ancestors' blood on up and fill it in our veins. And we're going to bring it back to every direction in the United States, in the United Snakes of America, and all of our branches are going to get stronger and stronger and more united. And united we stand tall. We cannot fall. Black power is here to stay.
Black power.
In the America, USA. Black power.
Now you know about it, Black power. And we're going into Tulsa, but don't be neglected and put a blind eye on justice in Natchez, Mississippi. All that peach bowl, all down in that peach bowl, the 25,000 blacks in Mississippi. Another peach bowl at the graveyard in Virginia, in the Masonic Temple, and right there at Freedman Cemetery. You got to study these things. Every state has got a peach bowl to it where they slaughtered black people by hundreds up to thousands. Brother and sister, wake up. get yourself up. What it say? You know, you got to straighten up and fly right, brother and sister. I'm just telling you now. But if we know if we can say it, and nobody, one person on earth can say it better, and we know it's Marvin Gaye, and we know that we have love, but then he got something for you called God is love, Black Power.
Oh, or the one that got away? One we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, man, don't come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just bitch complain. Started didn't fight, just a shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they wanna sign
and
touch us
on
the revolution, yeah, it's
about
to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Right. Someday,
good stuff, or the one that got away? When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a go and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just whips complain. Started didn't fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, cause though they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chasing Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indians, no Chinese let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV program. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standard of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you out of your damn mind. You out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii, and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself, because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a country up with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did along. Give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Black power. Black power. To all of you at Black Power Radio, we all know.
Yeah.